She brought the faces of war and loss to the powerful in Washington.
Лізі було всього 4 роки.
Lisa was only 4 years old. She is no longer with us. Here is the stroller.
Ukraine's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, had a simple message. The U.S. can help more Ukrainians survive by sending more air defense systems.
Я зараз прошу річ, яку я б ніколи не хотіла просити.
Weapons that would not be used to wage a war on somebody else's land, but to protect one's home and the right to wake up alive in that home. I'm asking for air defense systems in order for rockets not to be killed, not to kill children in their strollers, in order for rockets not to destroy children's rooms and kill entire families.
The U.S. has promised to supply Ukraine medium-range air defense systems, but so far has only promised 2 of the National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile Systems. That's not nearly enough to cover a country the size of Ukraine. At the Pentagon, promised to send 4 more HIMARS rocket launcher systems that Ukraine has used to target Russian ammunition depots and command and control centers deep behind the front lines. That brings the total from the U.S. to 16. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff played down Russia's gains so far.
So for 90 days, the Russian advances have amounted to maybe 6 to 10 miles, something in that range. It's not very much. It's very intense, a lot of violence, tens of thousands of artillery rounds every 24-hour period, lots of casualties on both sides.
The Biden administration is expected to announce the weapons it'll be sending to Ukraine on Friday. Zelenska had a chance to speak with President Joe Biden this week. She'll soon find out if her personal plea was enough to get her country the weapons she says they desperately need. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera on Capitol Hill.